This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting has been prescribed upon you, made obligatory upon you, wajib upon you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, just like it was prescribed upon those before you, amongst the people of Ahlul Kitab and others before you. La'allakum tattaqun, so that you may have, so that in hopes that you have taqwa. And where is taqwa? Where is the place of taqwa? Anybody know? The heart. At-taqwa ha-huna. At-taqwa ha-huna. And that's why first thing you have to do is you have to cleanse your heart. Why? Because if you want to put something in, you don't want any filth to be there already. Right? And so what you want to do is the month of Ramadan is the month of taqwa. The month in which we fill our hearts with taqwa. The month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to fast so that we can have taqwa. In order for us to have taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to cleanse the place where taqwa is going to be. And that's going to be the heart. That's going to be the heart. And so the first thing we have to do is what? We have to, how do you cleanse your heart? When you commit a sin, there's a black spot that's put on your heart. Nukita, nuktatin sawda. When a person commits a sin, a black spot will be put on his heart. And then what does he do? How do you clean it?
You make tawbah.
Repent. Istighfar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. May Allah increase your knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanses your heart by making tawbah, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and doing good deeds. And so the first thing we have to do is make a tawbah an-nasuh, which means sincere tawbah. You know how sometimes you clean your house, right, daily, right? In America, when do they do the big cleaning? When do they do the big cleaning? Every year. Every year they have like this cleaning, this major cleaning time. What season is it?
Holidays?
No, not no. No, there's a specific season.
Spring
cleaning, right? They call spring cleaning. When spring comes, right? They say spring cleaning. What is spring cleaning? Of course you're going to keep your house clean. But spring cleaning is that big, major cleansing of the house, the year, right? So that, you know, all the clutter, everything, you know, sometimes you forget, or sometimes you just are negligent, and you don't clean your house all the time, or you clean it, but you don't clean it thoroughly. When do you clean it thoroughly? Like, sometimes you have to spend time. You have to make time. You have to make time to clean your house, right? Where you scrub, you know, in your bathroom, and then you also clean all the clutter, clear the garage for those who have garages or basements.
Detailed cleaning.
Yeah, sort of like even your car, you have detail cleaning, right? Regular cleaning, you go to the washer and then you just vacuum, right? And then before you sell it, you want super clean, what do? You want to go detail. Somebody opens it up and you clean every single thing, right? Why? Because like say you want to sell it, you want to make it as clean as possible, right? Or if you have, you know, normally you clean regular, right? But if you have a guest coming to your house, that's someone who is very, very respected, someone who you love a lot, and they're going to spend some time in your house, maybe part of your house, you're going to let them live there. Are you going to keep it like that? No, before they come, what do? Right, yeah, you clean it really well, right? So in the month of Ramadan, is a noble guest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this month out of the year, just like Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons, and his favorite son was what?
Yusuf.
It was Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 12 months, and the best of those months is the month of Ramadan. The whole month of Ramadan is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. And that's why the receptacle of taqwa is your heart. First thing you have to do is you have to cleanse your heart. Cleansing your heart requires us to make tawbah, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. O you who believe, make tawbah, make the type of tawbah that's called sincere tawbah. There are sometimes, you know, you make istighfar, but their sincere tawbah, it means what? It means that you, first of all, number one, the first thing you have to do is you have to be remorseful of all the things you did in the past. Remorseful. That remorse, a nadam, in the Arabic language, you call it nadam, remorse. That remorse you feel because, you know, all the things that you did, you don't want to do them. Sometimes because of your weakness and faith and iman, you fall into these traps, and so you don't like them, and so you have this remorse. Anyone who doesn't have remorse, then their acceptance is not accepted. The repentance will not be accepted. Why? Because if you're not remorseful of what you did, that means some people not only are they not remorseful, some people are even proud of what they did. You know how some people like in. There are some people who are so proud of what they did, they post it online. You know, they post it online, and they're proud of it. Like they'll even mention places that they went, and things that they did. They'll post pictures of the parties that they went to and so forth. Are they remorseful? No, they're trying to show off. And so these people who try to show off, and they're not remorseful, their sins will not be forgiven for, because if you're not remorseful, that means you don't think you did anything wrong. You don't think it's bad. And so sometimes the person's lack of remorse is greater than the sin in and of itself. Why? Because there are some people, أَخَذَتْهُمْ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. There are some people when the sin they commit the sin, and they have like pride and arrogance in it. Some they even boast about it, like, some people say, you know what, hey, I slept with that girl, right? They'll mention, like, you know, in college or high school, some of the youngsters, yeah, I did it, you know, like they're telling their friends, like, yeah, they're, oh, you hit a home run? And they're like, people bragging about it. Now, if you're bragging about a sin, when are you going to repent? And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kullu ummati mu'afa. My whole ummah will be forgiven for. Everyone, my whole ummah will be forgiven for. إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرُونَ, except for those who commit their sins and don't hide it in the open, and they're proud of it. Like they're like, look what I'm doing. I don't care. You know, say what you want to say. Don't be judge. Some people are saying, don't be judgmental, right? They even say, don't be judgmental. Just because you see me, don't be judgmental. What are they trying to say? They're saying, I'll do whatever I want to do. Yeah, we're not trying to be judgmental. We're trying to help you, so because Allah will judge you. Not me, me will judge you. But on the day of judgment, then that's the day that you better be worried about. And so if you're doing something that's displeasing to Allah, you know, we're reminding you, right? And it's not, you have, you know, if this is, of course, you have a choice to make, and the choices you make also have consequences. And so the first thing we have to do is we have to repent. First thing we have in repent is remorseful. All the times that we wasted, everything that we did that was against the Sharia or against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we repent from that remorsefully. Secondly, we have to abandon what we're doing. Meaning you have to stop what you're doing. You can't continue to do something and say, Ya Allah, forgive me, and then you're still doing it. You know, you can't pretend, that's like a mockery, right? So if you're repenting from something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your repentance if you're remorseful and you leave that sin. So some people, they might say, you know, astaghfirullah, and they're like still drinking. Like astaghfirullah, you know. Like astaghfirullah. Like I'm drinking, like astaghfirullah. You know, but yeah, what can I do? Astaghfirullah. What's this astaghfirullah? Astaghfirullah here is like a mockery. You're just joking. You're joking, right? If you have to stop what you're doing. We have to stop, you know, doing that which is haram. And then after that, you have to make the commitment. Sincere in your heart. At-tawbah nasuh means that you're sincere to make the commitment and to make the intention that you don't return to it. That you don't return to it whatsoever. That means you don't want to do it again. You don't want to go back to it. You make that promise and you make that commitment. And then, of course, if you do that, as long as it's not between the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not between the rights of you and another servant of Allah or creation of Allah, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. If you're sincere, Allah will forgive you. You make that commitment, say, you know what, I'm not going to do that again. And you might come, I mean, later on maybe your iman becomes weak and you do it again, but you don't want to, right? Allah will accept your repentance. And if you fall into sin again, then you do it again. You fall into sin again, then you do it again. And every single time, try to be as sincere as possible. Try to be sincere, you have to be sincere. And you have to also take precautionary measures. Meaning you have to take steps so that you don't return back to it again. Take steps, move away from the people who are having a bad influence on you. Sometimes you have to cut bridges that lead to the hellfire. Right? If you see these bridges leading to the hellfire, these are the connections you have, they're leading you to the hellfire, you have to cut them. Otherwise you're going to continue. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ told us about a man who killed 100. Killed 100. But when he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that man, he killed 100, but that man was on his way to the land of the good people. He was leaving his hometown because he wasn't able to do good, you know, he wasn't able to be strong in his hometown. And I know some brothers even, you know, like here, that live in Seattle, before they had bad problems about, you know, sometimes they have drug problems and they have some friends. And so, you know, the wife says, you know, you have to stop. Says, okay, if you can't stop. He says, I can't stop. All my friends, every time I hang around with them, I go back to it. He says, okay, we're moving. And so, you know, the whole family moved. They never returned back to Seattle. Alhamdulillah, that solved the problem because all his friends can't go. He moved all the way to the other side of the country. Right? Not only did he move to the other side of the country, well, he moved to somewhere that it's not even a big city. Just get out. Get out of there. Then you don't have the bad influence.
Change the environment.
Yeah, you have to change. You have to do something. You have to make a commitment. Otherwise, it's just, you know, your marriage is going to fall apart. He says, we either do this or our marriage is going to fall apart. So, you know, he said, okay, we'll move. And then when he moved, alhamdulillah, you know, that solved the problem because he's not hanging out with his friends anymore. So if you want to stop smoking, then you hang around with all those people who are smoking, you're going to go back to it. Right? So make the commitment, and you have to make it. If you're sincere, then you change in your actions. And those who change in their actions, that's sincere repentance. And that's why every time, like right now, every day, right now before Ramadan, we have to do that. We have to make the commitment and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Because the month of Ramadan is a very precious month. It may be our last month. There are some brothers here, you know, some brothers who were here last year, they're not here. And they were with us in Ramadan, and there are some brothers now, they're not here with us. Like some of them there, they prayed with us. And we know, everybody here knows somebody who prayed with us, who's always there, who was there with us in Ramadan, maybe broke fast with us, but he's no longer here. You know, that's them. Maybe next year, we are the ones that are going to be missing. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. And nobody knows when it's going to be their last Ramadan. That's why you have to make it as if it's your last Ramadan. Every day you wake up, you make it as if it's your last day. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an opportunity right now, inshallah, to repent. And we ask Allah. Another thing we have to do is we continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be alive, to worship Allah during the month of Ramadan. Because there's no other month, there's nothing like it. And it's the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only has He chosen this particular month, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us to do good deeds. Right? Made it easier for us to do good deeds. So what you want to do during the month of Ramadan, and even of course right now we're it's not Ramadan yet, but we have to prepare for it. The second thing we have to do is, of course, we worship Allah sincerely. We have to, all the worship that we do has to be sincere. The second thing is, it not only does it have to be sincere, it has to be correct. Because if it's not correct, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept our deed. It has to be done correctly. And some people, they say, you know, they'll do something and they think that it doesn't break their fast, and if it breaks their fast, if it breaks your fast and you don't know, like you don't know, and you never made the effort to learn, then it's not excusable, which means what? Which means that a person who doesn't know and refuses to learn or doesn't want to know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them accountable. That means you're responsible. Why? Because you had the opportunity to learn. And if you have the opportunity to learn and you don't learn, then you yourself will be responsible for every single action, everything that happens. Why? Because you could have learned, but you don't. You could have learned, but you don't. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month also makes it easy. And He says, the doors of paradise are open, and the doors of the hellfire are closed. And He says, Ya baghi al-khayr, aqbil. Ya baghi al-khayr. Oh, those who are seeking good, seeking to do good, come forward. I mean, this is your time. This is your time. Come forward. Those who want good, this is your time. You know, everybody has their time, right? Sometimes some people, like, you know, when it's time for the holidays, they work hard. Like, this is the time to work hard, right? This is the time to make money. And everybody, for some people during Ramadan, you know, I know, like, especially back home, I know some people in Ramadan, they don't get to pray a single Tarawih prayer. Then the Ramadan is their favorite season. Anybody know why it's their favorite season? As soon as Ramadan comes, they're looking forward and they prepare for it by going to the store, shop, you're stocking up everything, right? And then Ramadan comes, that's the time to make money. Right? The people of dunya, they come time to make money. I know some people who during the time of Ramadan, you don't want to bother them. Not because they're busy with ibadah. No, they're busy because that's the time in which they profit the most. Everybody goes, especially, this is of course Muslim countries. Like in Muslim countries, that's business. That's their favorite time. And forget about ibadah and worship and so forth. They go after the dunya. And then hereafter, yes, you have nothing. You have nothing. And so for the believers, for a Muslim and mu'min, this is the time. Ya baghi al-khayr, aqbil. Wa ya baghi al-shar, aqsir. Those who are looking to commit sins and do bad, stay behind. This is not your time. This is not your time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us. And then He says what? Walillahi utaqa. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, of course, this hadith. And walillahi utaqa min al-nar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has those who He emancipates from the hellfire. That means this is your ticket. Your ticket to Jannah. When you get the freedom from the hellfire, that means you will be free from the hellfire. You will not go to the hellfire. In other words, the ticket to Jannah is being passed every single night. It's being given. It's being given. It's been given to those who earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single night. So that's why when you come to pray, you know, like some people, they come, they're hoping that they will, you know, they'll get something, they'll win something. And if they work hard enough, that they will, you know, be able to get the ticket for retirement. Imagine right now, right? Imagine if you knew in the masjid, if you prayed every single night, just one person, okay? One person. One night, one person will be given what in this masjid, let's say we make an announcement. In this masjid, every single night, one person will get $3 million every night. You get $3 million, you can retire, right? You don't have to work anymore. You can just like, all right, that's it. For some of us, like, I'll go back home and that's it, I'll retire. I don't need to work anymore. Right? Imagine you get all you need for retirement, you don't have to work anymore, right? $3 million, okay? Forget about $3 million, even less than that, but let's say you got $3 million. And only one person in the masjid will get it, right? Now you get how many days, how many chances? Every night in Ramadan, you get 29, you wish it was 30 days. Everybody wish that Ramadan 30, just one extra day. Maybe that's the day. This masjid, if we had something like that, how many people you think could come to the masjid? Just in hopes that they get all the way out there, right? All the way out there. You know, Allah, forget about going home. And you know, and if you were to try, right? Let's say some way, somehow, the person who is like, who is, has the most khushu that night, inshallah, they'll get that $3 million. Every, just one person, the most khushu will get that $3 million. How do you think you're going to pray? Ya Allah, forget about the dunya. Ya Allah, I have my chance. I have a chance to get $3 million every single night. So just one person. But you know what? Every single night, not just one person. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives 5, 10. There are more people who get Jannah during the nights of Ramadan than any other nights. Any other normal nights. So subhanAllah, you know what Jannah is? Forget about $3 million. $3 million, nothing. This is success in the hereafter, Jannah, that is eternal forever. And that's why those who realize how great their reward is, they come to the masjid and they had tried their very best to have khushu in hopes that maybe Allah, because you don't enter Jannah with your deeds, it's the mercy of Allah. How do you earn the mercy of Allah? You earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing good deeds and trying to excel, doing the best that you can. When you try to do your best, that's when you get it. Because you can never earn Jannah. You can never work for Jannah. What do I mean by you can never work for Jannah? Jannah is only earned by the mercy of Allah. Whatever you do, people work so hard just to get a house. Work so hard. They have to wake up 5 o'clock every morning. And they make sure they're not late because they don't want to be fired. They work hard because they don't want to get fired. Because if they get fired, what's going to happen? The bank is going to take their house back. They won't have money to pay.
The mortgage.
The mortgage, yeah. They won't have enough money to pay for the mortgage. So they're so worried. They will wake up at 5 every morning. And they will not be late. They make sure they go there early. Because they're afraid of losing their job. Because if they lose their job, they lose their house. How much work did they have to do to get that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a palace. The least of which is tenfold this earth. A dunya. This dunya. Jeff Bezos has nothing. Has nothing. The richest people in the world have nothing. Tenfold everything in this dunya. You want that? And more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you more than that. The minimum. That's the person who's the lowest level in paradise. How hard are you going to work for that? All you have to do is try to earn the mercy of Allah. So this is the month. The month of Ramadan is the month to earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the month in which the Prophet sallallahu himself was extremely generous. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous of people. وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. And the time in which he's most generous is during Ramadan. So does that mean we shouldn't give before? No, you have to give before. Because you want to give before, you want to get used to being in the habit of giving. And when you give before, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more. Inshallah, Allah will give you more, that you have more to give. So when you have the opportunity to give, that's a great blessing. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to, he was the most generous and the most generous in Ramadan. حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلِ When he would meet Jibreel, فَلَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْوَدْ بِالْخَيْرِ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ He was so generous during the month of Ramadan. He was more generous than the wind. You know, the wind, the blowing wind. The blowing breeze. You know, that cool breeze that blows. Well, you know when you walk outside, right? And then the wind blows. Who benefits from it? How do you feel? Especially on a hot day, right? When it's hot and you go outside and you see that breeze, who benefits? Everybody. That means people feel the generosity of the Prophet ﷺ, like when they go out and that cool breeze hits them. Everybody was hit by the generosity of the Prophet ﷺ. The smile, the generosity, the kindness. He was just everywhere. Just everywhere, doing good everywhere. Everyone benefited from the generosity of the Prophet. It was just like, you know, when the wind comes, it hits the whole town, everybody. And everybody feels it. You know, everyone feels it because the weather affects everybody. Right? Once you have that cool breeze, it's such a beautiful description that of how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. He was so kind, so generous, especially Ramadan, that everybody felt it. You know how somebody comes, you say, MashaAllah. Some people they just, you know, they come and you notice them, right? But there are some people, you say, MashaAllah. Look, he brings the food. Yeah. Everyone's thirsty, he's the one that gets the water. Right? He's the one that brings the water for iftar. And then you come to the masjid, it's clean. Well, who clean? He's the one that cleaned the masjid. Right? And so everybody, you look around, he's everywhere, doing good. That's how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was during Ramadan. And that's how we should be. We should be like that all the time. But even more so in Ramadan. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, everywhere you looked, that benefit came from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so that's how we should be. And then you look afterwards, you look around, oh, it's dirty. Who's cleaning? Oh, he's the one that's cleaning. Cleaning afterwards. Like, that's the type of person that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was during Ramadan. And he was like that in the whole village, the whole town, whole city. In the whole city, someone is in need, he was there first. Allahu Akbar. After iftar, somebody need food, he was there. Like, and oh, somebody needs to pay their debt, he hears about it, he's there. He's the first one to try to find, even if he doesn't have it, he's looking for help. Can somebody help this brother? And so he's involved in all goodness. That everybody, just like the wind, the breeze that comes and blows, everyone benefited from. That's how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was during the month of Ramadan. And that's the example that he set for us. Why? Because the reward is so great. And that's how the reward is so great. And the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like no other. That the companions themselves, they are overwhelmed by the kindness and generosity. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, they're like, how, like they're competing. You know how the companions used to always compete, right? They always compete. They're always trying so hard already. Every single time, the Prophet is there ahead of them. And then Abu Bakr, right? With him also. Who's with him? Abu Bakr. That's how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. It's always beating people to all the good deeds, especially during the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, with that, inshallah, I would like to end it here, inshallah. Actually, we have there's a program at MAIF also, so I have to go over there also, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna.